Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker got rid of the cumulative impacts challenge when they okayed the state budget a year ago. The new language covering the high cap wells, often used by water-intensive industries, takes effect today, much to the dismay of Amber Meyer-Smith of the group Clean Wisconsin.
Really, property owners are losing their ability to protect their property. More and more people, especially in the central area of the state, that are facing huge problems from overpumping of groundwater due to neighboring industry and other high-capacity wells, they're just going to lose one more tool in their toolbox to protect their own access to water for their wells, for drinking water, for, you know, access to their favorite lakes and rivers and streams.
The DNR can still look at the cumulative impact on all the wells in a region, but if the agency doesn't do so, challenges to the permit are now limited. A spokesperson for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not respond to our request for comment, but has told other media that the new legal language protects the DNR by taking the judicial branch out of the permitting process. Environmentalists haven't ruled out taking the new limits to court. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.